The Friday Agenda.
This is the Friday Agenda, thanks to Signet Power. Every moment with a Signet Power bank. Kingy, what's on your agenda?
Well, I'm going to call bullshit on the Collingwood Footy Club.
Are you?
Yeah, don't give me this Tom Mitchell.
No, that's bullshit.
Tom Mitchell's being rested. He played 64 minutes of the opening round, and he's being rested in his second game of the year.
Managed. That's after being subbed out.
That's not. If we're going to be serious about our terminologies and the AFL are cracking down on what you put out to the public, you can't treat people like fools. He's been dropped, hasn't he?
Yep.
Let's just
things
call
change
it.
Quickly.
He's been dropped.
Yeah. Things change really quick. Outstanding grand final. One game later, subbed out and then dropped.
Well, we mentioned it last week with Jared. He was in a funny positioning. There's a long way back at centre bounces. He could never actually get in to get his hands on the footy. It was a strange method or mode that he was going with. But yeah, I just think, just stop treating us like fools. Yeah, yep, just tell us the real stories.
So how they manage him and Pendlebury together this year in the same midfield is going to be interesting, and they've made that call. But yeah, I think most people would agree he's been dropped. Good to see McRae in though. Like, it's about time. He should have played in the opening round after they raved about him through the preseason. Pies fans, your thoughts on that? I want to ask you whether you're having any second thoughts on your concerns over the Cats. Because I look at their 22 that has been named in round one and I go, this is a strong team. Like, this is a really strong, on paper, of course, but I'm looking through it going, I struggle to find too many weaknesses in this Geelong 22, Kingy. So I just want to give you the opportunity to Tom Stewart, De Koning, Guthrie, Henry's fit. We've got Blixarve, Dangerfield and Holmes. We've got Stengel, Hawkins, Cameron, Ollie Henry. Yep. A couple of young guns in the midfield getting an opportunity. The forward line.
So they just Myers win. Still, so they just win then.
They just win this game.
They just win.
100%.
They just get the job done.
They will get the job done in round one.
Well, a lineup like that, they probably should win by what? How much should they win by?
21 points.
North of 20 points. Okay. All right. That's interesting because I went very similar down a very similar angle. I said two men enter, one man leave. The old the old monkey, I think it was, back in the day, back into the old octagon. I can't see Geelong and St Kilda making the eight. There's a spot there for one of them. I think St Kilda can make a real charge. I do. This is a massive game.
You've been big on them all pre-season.
Yeah, I love them. I really do. Their lineup doesn't look too bad either. I don't know.
Their lineup's good. They got a few more injuries probably than Geelong to some key players.
But it still looks. Look, it's a big game. They're all big games in round one. You got to get your season off to a flyer. If they could go to Geelong and get it done, it'd be similar to the Blues going to the Gabba and running away with the 4 points. So these are the sorts of games.
Worth eight.
It's worth eight very early. Very early.
I love Geelong's 22. Anyway,
have you seen a better 22? Can I just, while you're talking about 22s, have a look at the Giants' 22.
Oh.
Callum Ward's the only one missing.
I know, they got a couple of good players back. Perryman and Callahan's back.
It is strong. It is strong.
You said they're going to be $3.30 favourites by not too far.
Mate, you're going to fall in love with them in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
I've got to say, we had our first footy classified meeting, and usually I wouldn't broadcast what happens in the meeting, but about a week ago, Hutchie said, just in the meeting, as we're preparing for the show, he said, the Giants win in opening round, and then they stay on top of the ladder for the rest of the year. And I'm thinking, it's probably not, I wish he said it publicly. It's not a bad prediction, is it? They win opening round and then they don't lose top spot on the ladder for the rest of the year.
Well, I think they've got Carlton in about round six.
They go on the road as well. Brisbane at Manuka,
I think, in round seven. So we'll know early. But if they win those two games and people say, oh, you think 5 weeks, it might be 7 weeks. But I think they're going to be a very short prize favourite for the flag at that stage.
I can't go a full Fireball Friday without mentioning North. So I want to ask you the question, where's the small handballer? Will Phillips. Would you rather see...
Will Phillips. You're obsessed.
What? No, this is the same discussion I've had on Richmond. Would you rather North fans see Liam Shields play or Will Phillips play?
No. Well, Will Phillips' challenge has got a... Now, Liam Shields plays a different role to Will.
I understand. But in the context of where the list is at and you're giving a game... You've got to choose to give a game. Now, Shields just give you some versatility. I get it. Can play wing, can chop out half forward, half back, whatever. So
leadership.
I get that. leadership, all of it. But this is a pick three from how long ago now? 4 years ago.
Yeah, in a draft that I don't think is considered a great draft. I mean, I can ask you the same about Denver Granger Brass. Yeah, but we're on board him. He's passed away. He's injured. He's nowhere near the line.
He's injured.
You don't speak about him like you touch on Will Phillips.
If he was fit and Hawthorn didn't play him with the injuries that they've got down back, I'd be saying, come on.
He hardly played in the last 2 years. What are you talking about?
We've got to play him. Anyway, it's just a question for North.
Well, I think Lazaro's in front of him. One. I think Lazaro's had a better preseason. I think you've got a reward.
Powell's
done well. So they've got first rights. It's a big opportunity, isn't it, when you get first rights at this team, if you can start winning games. I'm not saying they're going to beat the Giants. They're not. But they've got to get rolling. It's a daunting task against the Giants.
It's a rough start. It's a rough start, isn't it? When you look at North's back six, and then I go, okay, you got Brown who's kicked five, you got Hogan who's hot, you got Cadman who looks the goods, you got Riccardi down there, and you've got Toby Green coming off one goal.
Yeah,
it's a frightening proposition. Where's
the upset?
For North first up.
Where's the upset this week?
The upset could be Fremantle and Brisbane.
The upset could be tonight. The Sydney Swans are a serious footy team.
Could be. So, I wouldn't be a full upset. Wouldn't be a full surprise.
Well, you're a sports bet man.
It would be an upset. I wouldn't be surprised if Adelaide upset Gold Coast either. So, I mean, they're 50-50 games across the board.
You're starting to come back towards the Gold Coast, I've noticed. There's a little shift going on.
Well, I've got them in my eight. I've got them in my eight, Kingy.
A little shift.
For Aussies living life on the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected.